Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Warriors sandwiching Jokic on defense. Ball thrown on, tipped away by Melton. Melton the steal on the breakaway. He lays it in. Timeout, Denver. The Warriors lead by seven. It's 116-109, and listen to Chase Center. D'Anthony, you got me?
I think so.
Okay, there we go. Hey, how about that? What a win for you guys. Tell me what you think the key was for this effort.
Man, we just dialed in, man. We just played the ultimate confidence. I think these last few games, honestly, we've been playing so good. And, you know, it may not always show. We may have some difficult stretches, but this team always fights, you know, and that's what I love about him. I think it finally paid off for us. Shots started to finally fall. And he was getting stops. That's the biggest thing, too.
By our count in this game on 50-50 balls, you guys won 25 of them today. 25. That's incredible.
That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. You know, we down a decent amount of players, and we down a decent amount of players that put up, you know, a lot of production for us. So those are the type of players we got to win, and that just comes down with effort and discipline, honestly.
When you look at this game for yourself, what was, in your mind, what did you want to do going in? What were your keys to your play in this game?
Being aggressive. You know, Al came to me before the game, especially once we found out Dre was out. He was just telling me, be aggressive. I got you. You know, I got your back no matter what. I'm going to keep swinging at you. So that's all I was doing, just being aggressive. And, you know, late in the game, it started to open it up for other players. So, and you know, we paid it off.
Can you talk a little bit about Brandon Pajemski's fourth quarter?
Man, that kid, he goes through a lot. You know what I mean? A lot of people be on his head about stuff, but, you know, he stayed with it. He stayed disciplined, and he showed what a professional looks like. He came in, he played hard, and he made timely plays, and sometimes you can't teach stuff like that.
Well, I've told you this before, and I'll tell you this again. I love watching you play. You know how to play on both ends of the floor. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. And yet had a couple of threes today. And, man, this was just a lot of fun. Thank you so much for that.
Man, no doubt. I had so much fun out there, too.
Well, go get cleaned up, get some rest, get something to eat, and enjoy your Sunday.
Man, thank you. Thank you.
All right. D'Anthony Melton, our guest. Warriors win 128-117. What a stirring victory here at Chase Center. But Golden State, a great come-from-behind win here as the Warriors win by a count of 128-117. They led at the by a total of 14 points in this game, controlled the contest, but they ended up winning 128-117 after trailing by 8 points. And just an unbelievable type of game. I mean, you go into this game, you know you're not going to have Steph Curry. You know you're not going to have Jimmy Butler to start. And then Kristaps Porzingis goes from questionable to out because of an illness. He woke up sick, didn't even come to the arena, and so he's out. And then Draymond Green, right before tip-off, has a lower back injury, and that put him out of the game. So now you're thinking about, oh boy, this is going to get really troublesome for Golden State against a Denver team that came in on a roll, that came in having they alternated wins and losses over their last few games, but they were 36-21 coming in. They just put up 157 up in Portland. So you're thinking, oh, boy, if they can play that kind of offense against that athletic Portland team, what's it going to look like here today at Chase? But Golden State got off to a good start. Two things happened early on. One, the Warriors started winning hustle plays, and they were knocking down threes. Eventually, as I mentioned, they would lead by 14. They led by 9 at the break. But then in the third quarter, Denver got the Warriors in the bonus with 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Marched up to the free throw line. They had 29 free throws attempted at the end of three, and Denver looked like they had taken control of the game. And you know that whole scenario where the undermanned team's playing the very good team. You get off to a good start, and then the good team finally says, okay, we're going to take care of business now and make this our game. And they did, and they led by 8, but the Warriors didn't give up. They didn't necessarily win the non-Jokic minutes at the start of the fourth quarter, but they kept battling and kept forcing turnovers. And then Brandon Pajemski with a brilliant fourth quarter tonight. He would end up with a career-high 15 rebounds. There was a 15-0 run there that Pajemski was right in the middle of. He had 18 points with 9 assists, 1 assist away from a triple-double. And he was fantastic tonight. In the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, the Warriors were playing without fouling. After fouling for most of the afternoon, they stopped fouling in the fourth quarter. Denver didn't get to the free throw line, and the Warriors were able to pull away and win a 33-16 fourth quarter for Golden State. And so many guys played well. Moody with 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 of 16. Guy Santos was in foul trouble all afternoon long. Finished with 17 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds in 27 minutes. Al Horford, 22 points, was a plus 14, best on the Warriors today with the exception of Pajemski. And he had 7 assists, only 1 rebound, but for most of the night he's locked up with Jokic, so you understand that part of it. 20 for D'Anthony Melton, our postgame guest. And then off the bench, it was Pajemski with 18 points, 15 for Gary Payton the second. He was 6 of 11 from the field. Will Richard came off the bench, 11 points with 2 rebounds and 3 assists. And the Warriors outscored the Nuggets by a count of 63 to 24 from 3. 21 of 52 for the Warriors. And Denver, 8 of 31. Last year, they were last in the league in three-point percentage. They've taken that to a higher number this year. But 31 of their 90 shots, but one-third of their shots in this afternoon game were from three. So they were getting a lot in the paint, so you understand why they were shooting that way, as they were 30 of 47 in the paint for 60 points, 22-12 on second-chance points, 20-12 on the fast break. But to me, the two differences were points off turnovers. Warriors win that 24-17, and that massive differential from the three-point line. But this is the way, when you're undermanned, this is the way a scrappy team has to play. You have to play this way. You have to force turnovers. You have to win every hustle ball. And they won 25 of them tonight. And, boy, just a great win. Just a brilliant day of basketball for Golden State. And even if the Warriors had lost today, Steve Kerr would have been a very happy coach, because they played hard, they played well, and did so many things to keep themselves in the game, to keep their dream alive of winning this game. And eventually they played well enough, so that dream came true. But no Curry, no Draymond Green, no Jimmy Butler, no Kristaps Porzingis. And for the Warriors today, no problem. They beat Denver 128-117. Golden State goes to 30-27. They head out on the road to take on New Orleans and Memphis in a back-to-back. It's going to be a tricky back-to-back. We'll see how they can play that with some of the bodies not able to go in both games. It's going to be interesting to see what lineups end up where. And Denver falls to 36-22. And so the Warriors, of course, remain in the number 8 spot. They've been kind of locked in there for most of the season. They were in 9 for a while, but now in the number 8 spot. But what a victory today for the Warriors, and I think you should just kind of soak that one in. That's one that you can kind of look at and say, okay, that this team is not going to just roll over, you know, without some of their stars. Denver, by the way, in the number 3 spot. This was a big loss for them, because Houston had a big loss last night in New York. They had an 18-point fourth-quarter lead, gave it up. And so now Denver's lead over the Rockets and the Lakers is a half game. And Minnesota, by the way, all half game. 3-6 is all separated by a half game. Boston has the L.A. Lakers tonight, so all of a sudden the Nuggets, Rockets, and Timberwolves are Celtic fans for the evening at least. And so we'll see how the rest of the night progresses.